Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sin. Holy and righteous God, merciful Father, we confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you above all things, nor our neighbor as ourselves, and are worthy therefore to be cast away from your presence if you should judge us according to our sins. But you have promised, O Heavenly Father, to receive with tender mercy all repentant sinners who turn to you and with a living faith seek refuge in your fatherly compassion and in the merits of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Our transgressions you will not regard nor count them against us. Relying upon your promise, we confidently pray that you would be merciful and gracious to us and forgive us all our sins to the praise and glory of your holy name. Amen. On Sunday mornings, we like to have a confession of faith, and we'll share the Nicene Creed with you this morning. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who, for us and for our salvation, came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of Easter, or sometimes called the fourth Sunday after Easter. We remember the sufferings, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We remember the cross, and we remember sin, the reason Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, to pay the price of sin, the price of our redemption. We also talk about Pentecost, coming after the ascension of Christ into heaven, where he reigns and where he intercedes for us with our Heavenly Father. In today's reading, St. Stephen sees Jesus Christ in heaven as he, Stephen, is stoned to death. We see St. Paul before his conversion, taking care of those who stoned Stephen to death as Paul looked on. St. Paul heard the testimony of Stephen. If you read his complete testimony in Acts, you will understand how God used the Jewish people to bring us the Savior of the world. When Paul became a Christian, no doubt he remembered Stephen and his testimony. As Stephen is in the very process of dying, here's the account of his last words of testimony to those who were murdering him. We find this in Acts 7, verses 55 through 60. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul, that's later Paul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. The central question we are looking at in this piece of scripture is this: how does suffering accomplish anything? And the answer is a real mind bender. Suffering allows us to see the hand of God working in our midst. It allows us to see Jesus Christ and seek his intervention in human affairs in a way that we do not understand apart from the testimony of the one who has suffered. Stephen did indeed testify. Stephen went to the Bible and he shared the story of God's intervention in human affairs, how God used the Jewish people as the very ones to convey the Savior of the world to the Jewish people and to the nations. Not only did he share history, but as he looks to Jesus Christ, Stephen shares the vision of the Lord in heaven with our Heavenly Father, the Lord standing in honor by the throne of God. This is the same Lord that Stephen proclaimed as Savior of the Jewish people. Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. They refused to hear the word of God. Those present tried to shout Stephen down. When that did not work, they put their hands to their ears and tried to drown him out. When that did not work, they ran at him, one large mad group, to destroy him. They dragged him out of Jerusalem and stoned him to death. That is, they killed him with stones, hitting him and ultimately covering him with the weight of stones. Luke tells us in Acts that they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul, and they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God. Yet Stephen loved his Jewish brethren to the very end. Stephen died. Those who stoned him wanted that very result. They could not shut him up. Stephen prayed for them even as he was dying. Yes, he had many words for his brethren, but they heard of God's love through Stephen's testimony. Imagine the impact of this faithful man in the midst of dying. The Bible tells us that even as they were stoning him, he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. People remember a big voice. The death of Stephen is remembered by all Christians. Yes, he was a good man. Yes, he had God's word firmly in his mind. Yes, he had a vision of heaven. And yes, he prayed for the very ones who were killing him. But he also had Jesus Christ firmly in view. and his testimony reverberates through the ages, affecting even Saul in his murderous state before he was saved by the intervention of Jesus Christ himself. Saul became Saint Paul. What do we learn from Stephen? Guts? Well, yes. We learn that people can be brave in the face of opposition, and that they can share what Jesus Christ has done for the people of the earth and for Jews and non-Jews. Determination? Yes, Stephen was convinced that the hearers around him must hear the good news of the gospel, that God loves people. Success? Yes, Jesus Christ was killed on the cross of Calvary. The Bible tells us that he died for the sins of all mankind, one sacrifice that pays the debt of mankind. It was an eternal sacrifice, because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. His payment on the cross is ever present before our Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ, our covering for sin, our propitiation in Bible terms, atones for our sins. There, in heaven, that is success. Jesus Christ, standing on the right hand of God's throne, reminded Stephen and those who sought to kill Stephen that Jesus Christ stood in the gap of sin for us. Christians receive that work on the cross. Those who oppose Christ reject the cross and the work of salvation. Think about Paul for a minute. Stephen prayed for him. Saul was a Pharisee. He was trained as a Pharisee from a religious family, and here in this lesson involved in an ungodly act. We all have people who are friends or in our families that have fallen away or rejected Christ. But look at Stephen, praying for those who can't see Jesus. Perhaps this is a reminder for each of us to pray for those we know. Perhaps children or uncles and aunts or grandparents or parents that need to know Jesus. With the help of the Holy Spirit, can we not ask our Lord Jesus to restore them to knowledge of the Son, the Redeemer of the world? Pray for those who need to come to Jesus. Pray for the Sauls in your life that they might become Pauls. As we end our time together, let us join in the prayer our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at historic Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104. We worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. with a traditional Lutheran service. Zion is located one block south of State Highway 104 near the historical Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Do you want additional information about our Lutheran fellowship? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. God bless you. Have a good day.